talk about that?
not today. Not today, man. You know, my mom actually picked out this outfit for me to wear today, so just changing it up a little bit.
Red, you ever had a shooting game like you did today?
Yeah, I did before. Well, a couple of times. Most of the time, my teammates just found me. Like Shane, I joke around with Shane, tell him he's not a great passer, but today he made some great passes to me. He made some great passes to me, and I was just able to knock him down.
Appreciate the compliment.
Great passes.
Frank first talked about your maturity improvement. You got a role today, but you didn't really take bad shots. You were distributing the ball. Just talk about what's going through your head to help you mature as a player.
Just wanted to win. Just over the years, you're here for 4 years, you definitely learn. And I've just been learning and coach. It's been a long road, but coach, he do a good job of teaching you. And I just wanted to take good shots. And like I said, my teammates, they found me and I was able to step in and knock them down.
What was going on with you guys offensively in the first half? Or what wasn't going on maybe?
I think we scored like 37 points. That's enough if we play some defense, but we were scoring. We just weren't playing no defense, but we picked it up and scored more in the second half and played a little more defense. So that's always good.
Shane, was it a matter of maybe you guys looking ahead a little bit to Tuesday?
Not at all. Not at all. We have four seniors on this team that have been around here for some of us 5 years in Ross, and that's where maturity comes in. You know, we try to take things one day at a time, and that starts in practice and it carries on to games. We never look past a game. We knew that Georgia was going to come in, they were going to play hard, they were going to play well, and we were going to have to be on top of our game in order to have a chance to win.
What was the problem in the first half?
My opinion, I feel like it was a direct relation to the way we practiced the last 2 days. It really wasn't up to our capability in practice, and so that's how we came out and played. And we were lackadaisical in terms of our defensive intensity and effort, and they came in and they shot 38 points in the first half. And Coach said it at the end of the game today that you can't go out and play medium. You got to play with an edge in this league every single night, every possession, in order to have a chance to win.
You thought you guys had that edge in the second half?
Definitely. You know, as seniors, we only have two more home games, and I think it's about four left in conference play, and we just tried to go out there and just put forth a better effort and play more together defensively and come out and get a win.
Shane, what's going to happen if you guys beat Tennessee?
We just got to play solid. I think in that first game, we turned the ball over like crazy, which we're doing a lot better job with now. We got to sustain defensive intensity for 40 minutes. They're a team that scores in spurts, and we're just going to have to be on top of our game. We feel like we have the weapons in order to have a chance to win that game, and if we just come in and execute the game plan that coach has put in and really come in and play with that edge that Coach Stallings talks about, then we'll be fine.
Shane, one way or the other, whether they lose or tonight, they're still probably going to be in the top five when they come in here. When you guys get a team that highly ranked coming into Memorial, do you guys always like your chances? Just historically, highly ranked teams haven't done too well in this building. Do you guys like you take your chances at home?
Definitely. We take our chance at home against anybody in the country. You know, our crowd is great. Mm-hmm. They come and they bring that intensity from their point of view every single game. And not only that, you know, we have guys that were here last year when we won against, I think it was six or seven ranked teams in this building. And I think that's going to play a huge part in this game coming up.
You're going to be keeping a close eye on the old down the road in the game tonight?
I'm sure I'll glance at it a few times, you know, but got to rest his body. That's the most important thing to me right now.
Mm-hmm. Shane, talk about Arthur's growth as a leader this year.
You know what? He's been a very good vocal guy. He's our best energy guy every day in practice. His maturity level, more than anything, has grown over the past few years. He's really stepped up this year and been that leader for us offensively, defensively. He makes great decisions, whereas in the past sometimes it was questionable. But he's definitely stepped up his game maturity-wise.
Brent, are you hoping that Tennessee will win tonight? They'll be number one coming in here on Tuesday?
Yeah, I am. I really am. Tennessee is going to be Tennessee no matter what. It's going to be a good game tonight, but we just got to worry about what we got to do right now and go back to the drawing board tomorrow and come in and have a good day of practice. But like you said, they're going to be ranked in the top five no matter what. So we just got to focus on what we're going to do and just go, get ready and play a good game.
Are you glad to have taken care of kind of your business now?
So right, yeah.
You can kind of sit back and take in what happens with them tonight?
Yeah, we knew Georgia was going to come in and give us a good game, and we was focusing on this game in particular all week. So we handled our business. Now we can look forward to playing Tennessee, which is going to be a big game.
Shane, you said you guys maybe didn't practice so well last night. So was that maybe affected by the open day plans or the off week?
You know what? I don't think that had anything to do with it. We practiced on Monday, and practice was great. We practiced like we're capable of, and then we had a day and a half off and came in and was very lackadaisical. I mean, I don't know what to attribute that to, other than the fact that we didn't come in and bring the energy that we needed to in order to get better those 2 days. And it showed today in the first half.
Shane, you guys have been spurred in the second half. You just got a roll in particular. It seemed like everything you guys put up went in. Just talk about the feelings that you get and what that's like being on board for that.
It's great. You hear me say a lot of times that it's the best feeling in the world being out there and playing with your brothers. You know, these are guys that we spend a lot of time with, both on and off the court, and it's great to see guys out there, you know, knocking down shots, locking up on defense. You know, all the time you'll see somebody hit a shot, and then you'll see them right afterwards point at the person that passed it to them. Those little things is things that will be the most memorable for me. You know, coming down on a break, I pass the ball to Red. Red knocks down a three. He comes back. He's pointing at me. You know, That's just how it is, Ryan, and it's great. It's a great feeling when you're out there playing with your brothers and things are going well. It feels like there's nothing you can't do wrong.
Any more for these guys? Sure, talk about the balance you guys showed offensively today. I mean, each of you all 20-plus and three other guys almost in double figures, basically,
Well, we have a lot of weapons with this team, guys that can do a lot of different things, guys that can score, can shoot, can defend very well, and in this league, you have to have weapons in order to be able to contend. We have a very deep bench. Our guys off the bench come in and they play well. They play with great toughness and energy, and it's just a contribute to us playing together. Like I said before, it's out there, brothers. Anytime we're going into games, getting 17, 18, 20 assists, you know that speaks highly of our team chemistry.
Any more? All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.